Board Chair Alaska State Forester Chris Mache is at the forefront of a nationwide push for more active management of federal forests. Mache also serves as president of the National Association of State Foresters, which recently passed a resolution in protest of federal management he says is failing.
You can go to the east, to the south, to the lake states, to the west, where this lack of active management is affecting primarily rural economies and the environment in terms of increased insects and disease problems, the wildland fire issue, which again was front and center across the country, particularly in the West. More active management would help with all those issues.
Mache advocates for a shift towards sustainable timber harvest that supports communities, the environment, and the economy. He says national forests like the Tongass and Chugach in Alaska are effectively locked up.
It's just a whole suite of federal rules, regulations, and laws that has made it almost impossible for a land manager to actually manage the landscape they're charged with being a steward of. And that's the real issue, is we're doing nothing.
The situation is more complicated than federal control, according to Board of Forestry Environmental Group representative Chris Stark of Fairbanks. Stark disagrees with the statement that national forests are not being actively managed.
There's a market issue. There's a supply issue. It's not that the Forest Service hasn't been active. They spent a gazillion dollars trying to sort this out. The environmental groups in Southeast have been very successful at suing to stop things and have successfully slowed down an industry that some people thought was getting out of control.
Stark admits that a U.S. policy shift from old to new growth harvest has blindsided the timber industry.
We're running out of supply of easily gotten stuff. And you're going from one way of doing business to another way of doing business, and there's controversy in the middle of that. The industry has indeed shrunken by 90% or so. So things have changed. And they could swing kind of either way from here. We don't know yet. It's part of the public process.
Some of that process is being carried out in court. The state has challenged application of the federal roadless rule limiting timber harvest in the Tongass. The case is pending in court. Alaska's congressional delegation has offered bills to repeal the 2001 roadless area conservation rule. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.